Two new studies suggest there could be a public health benefit to states like Massachusetts that permit the use of marijuana for medical or recreational use. The studies, published in the latest edition of the Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine, suggest the rate of use for addictive opioids is lower in states where marijuana is also available to manage pain. A commentary that accompanies the studies warns that public policy is way ahead of science because there's just not enough scientific research yet. That commentary was written by Dr. Kevin Hill, who's the director of addiction psychiatry at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. And Dr. Hill joins us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Hill. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us what your concern is.
Well, my concern is that we need to advance the level of evidence with regard to the relationship between cannabis and opioids. And so these papers suggest a growing level of evidence that there is a connection between cannabis and opioids. We've known for years that preclinical or animal research shows that type of relationship, and also patients have long said that when they're prescribed opioids for chronic pain and they use medical cannabis, they need fewer opioids. And so these papers add to a handful of others, which really put a finer point on that relationship. And so with so many people, the state and businesses profiting from cannabis at this point, we really need to have those people contribute to this evidence base.
Let me offer up a couple of examples here. One of the new studies, based on Medicare data, shows a 14% reduction in opioid prescriptions in states where medical marijuana is available at dispensaries. A second study, based on Medicaid prescription data, reached a similar conclusion. So what more needs to be done to test this notion?
Well, so we have about half the country now that have medical cannabis policies, such as Massachusetts, and I think it's critical for us to really set up the infrastructure to study the impact of these policies. These policies are done in many different ways, and right now in Massachusetts, we're not studying the impact of those policies. Similarly, when we talk about recreational cannabis legalization, there's a lot of funding that will be available. The state is profiting. They will be profiting from taxes. There are many businesses that also stand to profit. And so we need, for example, randomized clinical trials that show exactly what is the effect of cannabis or cannabinoids upon chronic pain, to really try to find the level of evidence that we need to know definitively about this relationship.
The studies are based on Medicaid and Medicare data, so it's about patients generally who are 65 or older. Is it valid to draw conclusions about everyone from those groups? And what's it say about how medical or recreational marijuana might affect younger people?
Well, I think that you're absolutely right. There are limitations to this data, but we should point out that there have been other papers in the last few years that have pointed to a similar relationship. So we need to be cautious, particularly when it comes to young people and their use of cannabis. But I think that we need to think about the larger picture here and the opioid crisis. When we see this type of relationship between cannabis and opioids, this should be a call to action. People are dying every single day in the Commonwealth as a result of opioid use disorder. And so if this possibly could be a part of the solution, then we have to look very carefully at it.
So you're saying proceed, but proceed cautiously?
Absolutely.
So then what advice would you give states thinking about allowing medical or recreational marijuana in part to help with the opioid crisis?
I think they should be putting significant amount of funding towards this type of research, and we haven't done it to this point. For example, the Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission has put less than 1% of their budget towards research to this point, and that's just not adequate at this level.
So are you then suggesting that medical marijuana companies should maybe step up here and volunteer some of the huge bucks that they're raking in to help fund this research?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Bob. I think at this point the federal government has shouldered all of the burden when it comes to doing this type of research. And so as we stand here with the research way behind the level of policy that we have, I think it's imperative upon all of those who stand to profit from cannabis to contribute.
Dr. Kevin Hill, Director of Addiction Psychiatry at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, thank you very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me on.